Well, I thank the Lord for the privilege to be here again and desire your prayers as we look into the Word for a few minutes this evening. A little burden on my heart I want to share. The title is Teach Me Your Paths. Teach Me Your Paths. This is taken from the 25th Psalm. So if you'd like to turn there, we'll read a few verses in Psalm 25. Before we begin reading, just to remind us, I know we've talked about this in the past, but once in a while it's good just to be reminded. Our knowledge of God comes through revelation. It comes through God being willing to condescend to reveal Himself to us. There's no other way, folks, that you and I can know God except His willingness to reveal. All right? If God doesn't reveal Himself to us, we're left groping in the darkness of our own intellect and reason. And our own intellect and reason cannot be trusted, because without God as a focal point in our lives, we're base, carnal, and without a moral or spiritual compass. So we can't trust our own intellect and reason. It will lead you astray. If there's not an anchor point in your life where God is that central focus to help stabilize your thinking and your reasoning, even then, folks, we have to be very careful. But if there's not a central anchor point, God being that point, to help stabilize us, then everything else is going to be base and carnal. Now, we're taught by example, command, precept, experience, visual observations, things of that nature. You can learn a lot by watching somebody, a tradesman. You can learn a lot by watching this individual do their trade. Now, you may think that you walk away from that and you've got it all packed away in your mind until you start trying to do it yourself. And you realize after a few bumps and scratches and cuts that it took a long time for that tradesman, that craftsman, to learn how to actually do what he does. I remember several years ago, I had gone to visit Brother Dan Adams for a few days, and he invited me to come to work with him one day. And I was a little bit reluctant to do that because I know how it can be going to someone's job while they're trying to work. And I said, Brother Dan, I don't know that that's a real good idea. He said, no, I'd like for you to come. He said, you're welcome to come with me. I said, okay, I'm going to do everything I can to stay out of your way. But I had the privilege of watching a tradesman work. And I remember watching him crawl up into the over the fender well of a Ford pickup truck, diesel, that had a broken valve spring against the firewall. And I looked at that and I saw, this is going to be a booger. And I watched him work. And it was such fluid motion, with such precision and such ease, that it showed me that this is a man that has done something like this many times over. And he knows just what to do. He knows what it's going to take. He knows the move to make. He knows what to do and what not to do. He knows what to do to make it easier and what not to do to make it worse. And I stood there and I watched. And when he got finished with that little project, I was amazed. Honestly, I knew what to do. I've done that kind of thing myself. But I'd have been much more awkward at it than what he was, for sure. It would have taken me much longer to complete that task than it did him. I thought I was going to be here for a while to watch this. I think it was 30 minutes. He was done. I was impressed. Didn't take long at all. So you can learn by visual observation, but until you do that project several times, you don't know how to really make it work fluidly. So there is something to say about experience, gaining experience. So the psalmist here, in the title that I looked up, says, "Teach me your paths." And beginning with verse 1 of Psalm 25, he says, "Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth, and teach me. For thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindnesses, for they have been ever of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me, for thy goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord, therefore will he teach sinners in the way. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and testimonies. For thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon mine iniquity, for it is great. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose." Perhaps that's far enough. Comment quickly on this 12th verse. What man is he that feareth the Lord? A man that has a teachable spirit. He has respect unto the Lord. He has a teachable spirit. Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. God has the right to use whatever means he chooses to teach you and me. In his providence, he knows what is best. Look back one chapter, 24th chapter, first verse. What does it say? The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. You see, he has absolute authority, an absolute right to give instruction, to teach as he sees we can be taught if we have a teachable spirit. If we're willing to be taught by the Lord, he will teach us. Now let's look at these verses 25 and 4 and 25 and 5. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth and teach me. One of the first things I have to recognize is these paths are not mine. They're the Lord's paths. Teach me your paths, Lord. If I have that mindset, if I have the understanding that if I want to know the Lord, I have to entreat Him and inquire of Him to teach me His ways. Because I can allow myself to be... I've heard some very fanciful things brought up and taught and mentioned in connection with Bible and religion that have really no connection with it at all. They're pipe dreams and ideas that have no connection with religion other than taking a scripture or words of scripture out of context. I have heard, I want to say this correctly, I believe that the book of Revelation has value to it. It's part of the canon of the New Testament. There is value in the book of Revelation. But the book of Revelation is one book of the Bible that has been so misconstrued and so misinterpreted and so misapplied by religion, by Christianity, that it has caused mass confusion amongst religious groups because of the way they present the book of Revelation. It has value to it, but many people they look at the book of Revelation and say, because of all of these things I've heard, I'm not going to try to even look into it, try to understand it. There are things about it, honestly, that I don't understand. I look into it and things, I look at that and I scratch my head whirls a little bit about it, and I try to read the books to understand everything that's going on about it, and I don't grasp it all. Those things that I don't understand, folks, I have to leave to one that does. I leave it to God. And I leave it, Lord, if you want me to know that, you know how to teach it to me. So, Lord, show me thy ways. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth. And when I realize that I don't have the ability to do that without first having that focal and anchor point with God, teach me thy way. Show me your paths. Show me what you want me to see, what you want me to know as I go through life. Use whatever means you choose to reveal yourself to me. Folks, I'll tell you, when the Lord God of all creation, of the universe, condescends to reveal Himself to us by His Spirit, through whatever means He chooses to use, when He opens up part of the divine mind and His purpose to you and me, what a blessing that is. We cannot discern the way unless God shows it to us. We don't have the ability inside of this human frame and even the mind that God gave us. We don't have the ability to discern the way of God unless He teaches it to us. Unless He reveals it to us. We can't know the path. We can't learn the path unless God teaches it to us. We can be told over and over again. It's just like I said at the beginning. You can have things taught to you. You can watch people. And there's value in it. But until the Master teaches you and you begin the process of applying that and using it in your own life and learning what it takes to make it work, folks, you can't know it. You can't understand it and comprehend the depth and the magnitude of it. We can't learn the path unless God teaches us the path. We can't walk in God's truth unless He leads us in it. It is not in man that walketh to direct himself. If we try to direct our own paths, folks, we're going to get confused. We're going to go astray. The only way that you and I are going to walk in the Lord's paths is if He teaches us where those paths are, if He leads us in those paths. It's the only way that will happen. And even then, unless God continues to teach, continues to instruct, continues to open up, we'll never fully learn all of the lessons of salvation. We'll never fully learn those things. It is incumbent upon us to say, Lord, teach me your paths. Show me your paths. Show me your paths. One of the things I really need to understand is when I get on my face before the Lord, Lord, it's not my way, it is your way that I must have. I don't need my own knowledge and intellect. I can figure out some things. You can too. You're smart enough to figure out some things in life. You're smart enough to figure out how to complete some tasks, what to do and when and how. But how to do the Lord's business? How to follow the Lord's guidelines? I do not know unless God shows it to me. So, the psalmist says, 25 and 5, lead me in thy truth and teach me. Lead me and teach me. I'll tell you, folks, that is a real good prayer to pray to the Father. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy way and teach me. Guide me. Instruct me as I go. If I have that approach to life, that I want to be led, taught, and instructed by the Lord, I can go far in my relationship with Him. He will walk with you, I'll guarantee you, folks. If you have that mindset, show me, teach me, lead me, He will do that for you. In the book of Matthew, chapter 7, Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 and 8. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. He that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. You see, those are the words of the Master. And it's, I think, of kind of a follow-up on these requests that the psalmist had. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth and teach me. Lord, I'm knocking. I'm asking. I'm asking, Lord, for the instruction that I need from you. I'm knocking on the door. Lord, will you open to me? Will you open your storehouse of truth, of instruction, of direction? And will you grant those things to me, Lord, because I'm desperate. I'm desperate in this dark world in which I live. I'm desperate for direction. I'm desperate to be taught. I hear noise all around me, Lord, in this world. Young men, young ladies, you hear so much noise, so much chatter. There are so many foreign things being presented to your minds today that this world and the devil that is against your soul is bidding high for you. And you hear so much noise that is foreign to the principles in this book. There's so much that is so vastly different than what it was when I was in your age bracket. It's like sin has just become so much more open. I know it's the Scripture says, say not. Don't inquire why is it better in the former days than they are now. It's always been bad at times. I realize that. But it just seems like it's more brazen and bold and open. And I don't know where the limitations are. It seems like humanity has just thrown away all restraints. But maybe they haven't. Maybe in another 20 years, if I live that long, you live that long, we'll look back and say, never thought I'd ever see things like this. And I'm sure it'll be that way. I don't know what that will be. I shudder to think of it. But I know this. We can find an anchor point by asking the Lord, show me your way. Teach me your path. Lead me in your truth. Lord, teach me. If we have a teachable spirit, if we're willing to accept what God in His providence and His divine mind has for us in life, we can be led of the Lord. I appreciate your time and attention this evening. God bless each one is my prayer. Amen.